Welcome, everyone. My name is Jasmohan Bajaj. I'm the co-editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. And on behalf of my co-editor-in-chief, Dr. Miri Lal, we are delighted to have Dr. Mehmood here for participation for the patient guidelines for the recently published perioperative risk guideline in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Welcome, Dr. Mehmood.
Thanks for having me.
So is it safe for a patient to have surgery with cirrhosis? And are there any types of surgeries that are contraindicated?
Yeah, I think it's a really important question for patients who have cirrhosis, you know, advanced liver disease, to be aware of that the cirrhosis does increase the risk of really any type of major surgery. So we know that patients with cirrhosis do have a higher risk of dying from major surgeries. It's important to recognize that. That being said, it can be safely performed in many patients with cirrhosis. But there needs to be very careful planning and discussion with the provider to recognize which specific aspects of the liver disease and symptoms might contribute to more or less risk, as well as considering the type of surgery. So the risk of surgery differs depending on how major the surgery might be. So I wouldn't say that there's necessarily any surgeries that can't be considered. Oftentimes it's more thinking about how bad the cirrhosis is and other risk factors. But there needs to be a careful conversation and consideration of these factors with the provider.
So should patients with cirrhosis actually see their liver doctors before the surgery? And what all should the liver doctor ideally be doing to make sure that they potentially have the best outcome possible after surgery?
I do think that every patient with cirrhosis who is planned for a major surgery should see their liver provider. If they don't have one, they should get established with a liver doctor. Because some of the risks that we just mentioned are very specific and to understanding liver disease. If you see a physician for this, they might assess to see if you need to be prescribed medications to control excess fluid, for instance, or confusion that can be related to liver disease, and also think about aspects of kind of reducing the risk of infections that can be specific to cirrhosis around the time of surgery as well.
Is there a way in which the medical providers for the patients with cirrhosis, can they calculate the surgical risk using some scores?
Yeah, I think it's important for patients to know that we actually do have risk prediction scores that we can use in practice these days to help understand what the risk is exactly for a particular patient who has cirrhosis. There's a score called the vocal pen score. There's a score called the Mayo risk score. And these are scores that patients can actually ask their provider about. And they should feel empowered to ask, you know, is there a way to predict my risk of surgery? Because that can help frame a discussion around the risks and the benefits of proceeding. So I think once you're able to understand what the numbers are and the probabilities of you know, a bad outcome happening, that might change the perspective that the provider and the patient may have on a surgery. So I think these things are important to look at, and they tend to be quite accurate these days.
Last question, should the patients change any liver medications or any other habits, or should they change anything before the surgery?
Yeah, I think in terms of habits, pretty well established that there are certain lifestyle behaviors like cigarette smoking, excess alcohol use, that do increase the risk of surgery. So those lifestyle factors should be addressed. Ideally, there should be smoking cessation. There should be alcohol abstinence. Nutritional factors is another important factor, especially in patients with cirrhosis. Many patients with cirrhosis are undernourished. They might have reduced muscle mass. And those things are also associated with poorer outcomes after a surgery. So your provider may recommend optimizing nutrition, working on physical strength and conditioning leading up to surgery, because we know those things make a difference as well. And finally, about the medications, you know, there might be some medications that are tweaked or maybe added in advance of surgery if there are specific symptoms related to the cirrhosis, which is just another important reason why patients should see their provider before a major surgery.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Mehmood. And again, the guideline on perioperative risk assessment and management in patients with cirrhosis is now online and published at the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.